Mark Falter is a registered investment advisor representative of MidAmerica Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussion or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. All investing involves risk, whether it is associated with market volatility, purchasing power, or specific security, including the possible loss of principal. Information Express does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Investments, including money market accounts offered through MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group, are not FDIC insured. Welcome to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Here's your host, Mark Falter.
Are you ready for another dose of the Retirement Income Hour? I'm Mark Falter. I'm pleased to be here with you, and very interesting topic we have today. This topic is probably the most desired topic to hear about amongst retirees. It is the most popular topic of all topics. How do I know this is true? And I'm not just trying to get you all excited here. We've studied it. Saving money on taxes. We're going to talk today about saving money on taxes. Now, when you initially hear that, you think to yourself, oh, he's going to show me some tip today that will actually save me dollars today. It's not that that concerns retirees. Because let's face it, there's not a lot you can do to save money on taxes as a retiree with everything paid off and your standard deduction is higher than your itemized. And what can you do? Well, it's saving money on taxes in the future. Retirees are concerned. Y'all are concerned about that because most of your money is pre-tax dollars. Well, I'm going to talk to you today about how to save money and avoid the tax burden in the future. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's get rolling. Now, first, let me start by explaining that there are three types of accounts out there. Three types. In the way that you can establish savings in the future. The first type is a pre-tax account. A pre-tax account, well, let me just tell you all three. Pre-tax account, after-tax account, and a tax-free account. Pre-tax account, after-tax account, and a tax-free account. Please note, I said tax-free account. I did not say Roth. There is more than one way to save money tax-free. We're going to talk about the other way during today's show. So we got three ways. Pre-tax. Let's talk about that. What is a pre-tax? That is money that you saved, you put into a retirement plan. It got taken out prior to any tax, lowered your taxable situation, and the money is growing tax deferred. What are different types of pre-tax accounts? 401ks, IRAs. Anything that starts with a 4, 403Bs, 457As, you name it. If it starts with a 4, it's a pre-tax account. Benefits of a pre-tax, easy. Able to save a lot of money in it, up to $29,000 a year. Company match. What are some of the other benefits of company match? By far and away, I think it's one of the best benefits, but easy. I'm going to tell you the one that's really the best is the easiness of it. Ease. So a lot of benefits of a pre-tax. Negative. Go try to get financial advice from your 401k company. What should I invest in? They can't tell you. Got another negative. Go try to get tax advice from them. They can't tell you. Go try to pull money out of the bonds only and not the stocks. Can't do it. It's got to come out pro rata. Go try to develop income. You want to hear something? I want you to listen to this. Very, very important. The number one reason, in my opinion, that pre-tax 401ks, plans like that, do not work for retirees. There is no way to produce income. What do you need in retirement more than anything else? Income replacement. That's the whole point of this show. It's the income hour. So there's no way to develop income. You can't invest in bonds. You can't invest in preferred stocks. You can't invest in real estate investment trusts. You can't invest in any of the things that create dividends and interest. A lot of negatives when it comes to those things, and that's one of the reasons why people will move your 401ks to an IRA. Real quick note, there is a thing called an in-service withdrawal. If you've got a 401k, you're over 59 and a half, you need to check on this. About a 90% chance you're going to have it. It's the only good thing that came out of Enron, and that is the ability to move money from a 401k to an IRA so that you can get that interest in dividends and do it without a taxable event. It comes at the age of 59 and a half and beyond. Why do I spend time talking about that? Because at the age of 59 and beyond, you are in the best time to have a 401k or 403b or any of these accounts. You can take that thing, you can point it to the IRA, and you can actually get your company match. You can get the convenience. You can get the big wide pipe of putting money in, point that sucker toward an IRA, and get all the benefits of the things that come in the IRAs, the things that produce income and dividends. Heck, it's 30-40% of my client base save their money for in their IRAs that way. It's a really, really good idea. Now, that's a really great idea, and it will help you build up a lot of pre-tax money. However, listen to me, I got a great quote for you here. An IRA is an IOU to the IRS. An IRA is an IOU to the IRS. You are sweeping all of these taxes underneath the rug, and you're going to owe a ton at a point in time when taxes are at a high. How do you avoid this problem? Well, for you, I have put a free calculator that you can use on my website, IncomeHour.com. IncomeHour.com. Go to my website. Go to the third big blue button right on the front there. It's titled Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. Play with it. It's yours. Spend as much time on it as you like. I put it there for you guys. And it will show you how you can save a ton of money on those pre-tax accounts and reduce, I'm going to talk to you more about this as the show goes on, a $500,000 tax bill down to about $200,000 using that retirement tax bill calculator. Very cool thing. And also, one other thing, if you want to get some of these tax savings ideas that I'm talking about on today's show, I've got a booklet titled Tax Strategies for Retirement. Tax Strategies for Retirement can be yours free of charge, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. I'm Mark Falter. This is Retirement Income Hour. We're talking today about how to save money on taxes in retirement. And we were talking about the three types of accounts that you can establish. We spent a little bit of time on the pre-tax. We're going to get to after-tax. After-tax are your bank accounts, your trust savings accounts, things like that. And when you put money in, money grows. You pay tax on the gains. Then you got a third type called tax-free. Two types of tax-free. Not one, but two. One is a Roth. The other one is through the utilization of a product called an indexed universal life. Excellent, excellent way to save money tax-free. Why would you want to do an IUL, index UL, instead of a Roth? There's a thing out there called legislative risk. What is legislative risk? Well, let me ask you a quick question. When's the last time Congress called you before they passed a law? Never? Yeah, they don't call me either. There's a thing called legislative risk. For instance, you ever heard of a strategy called file and suspend? It's a way that you could utilize Social Security to its fullest advantage. It was a fantastic strategy. Did they call you before they took that away? They didn't call me either. They took that away. Do you know that you can't get a full spousal benefit on Social Security if you're born past 1954 versus pre-1954? They call you about that before they did it? They didn't call me either. That's called legislative risk. Hey, you know they're talking about means testing Social Security. Do you know they're talking about making Roth IRAs not tax-free if you got over a certain asset size? Yeah, they're talking about all these things. Let me tell you something about crazy ideas that come up, that Congress comes up to raise taxes. And you say, that's a crazy idea. Never pass. And doesn't pass. They don't go away. They just get put on a shelf. and they come back at a better time. They have talked about all of these things that I referenced, many of which they did. That's called legislative risk. And that's why I don't want to see all of our clients have all of their tax-free savings in a Roth. Matter of fact, I think you've got some better advantages in an IUL than you do a Roth. Okay, so those are the three types of accounts. And why is that so important? Because you've got to save money on taxes. Now, for those of you that don't know, taxes come in brackets. Everybody knows that. But let me tell you exactly how these brackets work. There are seven different brackets. First one starts at 10, then the 12, then the 22, the 24, the 32, and the 35, and the 37. Now, I talked about the potential of taxes going up. There's a 100% chance taxes are going up in the future. How do I know that? Because all of these brackets I just mentioned are going to go back to the 2017 brackets here in 2026, meaning you got a couple of years to do this Roth conversion I'm going to talk about heavily on this show, and that I have put a free calculator on our website, IncomeHour.com, and the website, if you go to it, go to Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. That's why I put it there for you guys. They're going to take all of these brackets and move them up. They're going to take the standard deduction and take it away. It's going to be cataclysmic compared to what you're dealing with right now. So, but let's talk a little bit about tax brackets. The first, let's talk about a married couple filing jointly. 10% bracket goes up to $19,900. Then at 12%, it goes from $19,901 of taxable income to $81,000. And then at 22% to $81,051 starts, and then you go on up into the 22, and it keeps on going all the way up. Here's my moral of my story here. I just want to make sure everybody knows this. So let's go back to this. $81,051 is where the 22% bracket starts for a married filing jointly scenario. Let's say you're making $81,052. That puts you in a 22% bracket. Understand that the first $19,900 you pay 10% on. That's that first bracket. The difference between $19,901 and $81,050, you pay 12% on, and that extra dollar goes into the 22% bracket. That extra dollar did not make you pay higher taxes on everything, just on that dollar that ended up there. So important to know. Now, real quick tax savings tip. You ready? Let's say this: we're dealing with a married couple filing jointly. You're making, oh, let's go with $61,050. It's $20,000 below the top of the 12% bracket. You want to get out $30,000 out of your IRAs, 401ks, whatever the case it is. So you take $30,000. Should you take $30,000? You know, this is kind of getting close to the end of the year. Say you take $30,000 and you take it out. Should you take it out all this year? Or should you take out $20,000 this year and $10,000 next year? Heck, that'll save you $1,000 in federal taxes. That's an extra 10% on that $10,000 you deferred in the next year. Now, that's just a simple tax savings tip. There is a lot more tax savings tip in a booklet I put together called Tax Strategies for Retirement. Tax Strategies for Retirement is free. It's yours as long as you give us a call, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Love to get it to you. Tax strategies in retirement. Now, I got a question for you. Is Social Security taxable? Is it mandatory that you pay tax on Social Security? Is it possible for you to have a Social Security check be tax-free? It is. Right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or who are in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group works hard in taking the proper steps to ensure your financial future. That means working to provide you with a peace of mind to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of planning and saving for retirement. It's MidAmerican Wealth Advisory's goal to meet your goals in retirement and for you to enjoy those years you've worked so hard for. They do this by taking a one-on-one approach and will drill down to ascertain your specific needs. Once those needs and wants are understood, The team at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory will construct the best possible plan to help you meet those needs and dreams by working to protect and grow your need for income in retirement. To find out more how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. That's 816-640-5888.
Mark Fulton, the Retirement Income Hour.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Fulton, and this is a show built with your financial future in mind. We're talking today about everything taxes. Everything taxes. Now, we talked a little bit before the break about taxes on Social Security. Is it possible for you to have a Social Security check that is tax-free? Yes, it is. I've got clients of mine that have exactly that. So, what determines the taxation of Social Security? There is a thing called your provisional income. Your provisional income determines how much taxes you're going to pay on Social Security. So let's talk a little bit about this. We're going to go back to the married filing jointly. Provisional income, you ready? I'm going to give you the formula here. Provisional income is all of your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security. I'm going to repeat that for you. Your provisional income is all of your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security. The higher that number goes, the more of your Social Security you will pay tax on. If that number is below $32,000 as a married couple, you will be getting a tax-free Social Security check. It can happen. If it gets above $32,000, then you start paying taxes on Social Security, and it goes all the way up to that bracket, up to 44, so 32 to 44 grand. You can have as much as half of your Social Security check taxed at your income level. And then if it gets over 44,000, up to 85% of your Social Security check will be taxed. So the maximum amount of your Social Security check that will be taxed is 85%. And that is called provisional income calculations. So back to my question, is it possible that you could have a tax-free Social Security check? Absolutely, it's possible. And now I want you to understand how taxation of Social Security works, because I'm going to talk to you about a software program that we've got available that we can use for our loyal listeners of this show and would love to run an analysis for you. Free of charge, no catches, no gotchas. I want you, as a listener, you've never called me before, you never plan on calling me in the future, I want you to be able to get some use out of this show that can help you as soon as you're done listening to this show, whether you call me or not. I mean, that's the reason I put this tax calculator on our website, IncomeHour.com. And you go to that thing, you go to the third button down, Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. It's a great little calculator. We put it there for you. But this analysis that we can run, it's gonna make sense here in a minute. I need you to understand how Social Security gets taxed. So it is possible the less that provisional income number is, the less taxation you will have on Social Security. Okay, so that being said, you got that understanding. I want to go into an analysis that we can run. And if you want to have us run this analysis for you, we would be more than happy to do so. Okay, so here's the criteria that we're using here. We've got a couple, John and Mary, we're going to call them. John and Mary have got a $21,180 pension. They've got a $39,000 Social Security check. $21,180 pension, $39,000 Social Security check. They want $110,000 a year to retire on. So they need another $50,000. Got it? $50,000 plus $21,180 plus $39,000 equals $110,000. Now that being said, here's how we can do this. The $21,180 pension, that's coming in. Now I'm going to have you, if you would, picture in your mind case one and case two, just two columns. Case one, one column, case two, another column. So in case two, we're going to call that. Case two, we got $50,000 coming in. That $50,000 is coming out of their pre-tax accounts, their IRAs and 401ks. $21,180 pension, and then the Social Security check. Now, remember what I just said about Social Security just 2 seconds ago? That's why I spend so much time on that. How much of their Social Security is going to get taxed? 85%. What is 85% of $39,000? That is $32,650. $50,000 plus $21,000 plus $32,000 equals a taxable income of $103,000. Under Case 2, their tax bill that year is $9,000. Okay? We're going to run Case 1 now right next to it. We're going to take that $50,000 out of Roth IRAs. They said they got $50,000 out of Roth IRAs. How much of that Roth IRA money is tax-free? Zero. It could come out of an indexed UL. Do the same thing. That's what I'm talking about. Protect against legislative risk, but we're not going to go there right quick. So $50,000 coming in tax-free. Big old zero in that column. Pension still coming in, $21,180. And then, drum roll please, $4,193 of the $39,000 Social Security check is getting taxed. Why is it $4,193 and not the other number, $30-some thousand? Because their taxable income just went down, their provisional income just went down, and they're getting taxed on less of their Social Security. Taxable income that year, $25,373, and in both cases, they get a standard deduction of $25,000. Column 1, Case 1 tax bill. You ready? $26. So would you rather pay a $26 tax bill or a $9,000 tax bill? This is the analysis we would love to run for you. I love saving money on taxes, helping people save money on taxes. I mean, that's about a $9,000 savings. Is it worth it for you to call 844-777-6275 to get your analysis run? And you tell me. 844-777-6275. Now, I want to ask you a quick question. We got an option, case 1, $26, case 2, $9,000. Which one do you think I picked? You're not going to get it right. It wasn't the $26 one. I went in the middle. Now, why did I go in the middle? Why did I have them pay $4,000 in taxes? To get this done, they had to take money out of Roths. Remember, go back to the beginning of the show. We talked about how much money do you have in Roths, how much money do you have in traditional. The Roth money was only about 30%. Well, we don't have an unlimited amount of Roth money. So that's why I wanted to go in and get the Roth money now, because taxes are going to go up in the future, and that's when you're really going to need that tax savings money. Now, there's a lot of other tax savings tips like this in a booklet that I put together with you in mind, and it's called Tax Strategies for Retirement. Tax Strategies for Retirement, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. This is a show built with your financial future in mind, and you are listening to the Retirement Income Hour. We're talking about saving money on taxes, everybody's favorite topic, and we all feel confident that taxes are going to go up. Now, I could sit down here and I could tell you why taxes are going to go up, why history is showing the taxes are going to go up. Okay, but I talked to you a minute ago. Whether Biden takes them up further and over and above is kind of an irrelevant point. They told us before Biden the taxes were going to go up because the 2017 tax plan is going to sunset. You got 2 years to do a tax-free conversion. Notice I didn't say Roth conversion. Tax-free conversion. You can do it through a Roth. You can do it to index UL. Either one will save you taxes. Index UL protects you from legislative risk. Index UL can also give you free long-term care coverage. Index UL can also give you a myriad of other benefits. But let's talk about the real thing I wanted to do this show for, that I'm most excited about, and that is I want to talk about Roth conversions, or should I say tax-free conversions. So let's talk about a couple here. Now, this calculator that I'm talking about right now is on my website. Go to incomehour.com, go to the third button down, and the button is called Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. Go there, free of charge, play with it. 65-year-old couple, IRAs worth $500,000, 31% average tax bracket, that's federal and state added together. It's a very, very median vanilla case. Retiree stays in a 31% tax bracket throughout all of retirement. The IRA builds at 5%. At 73 years of age, they got to start taking required minimum distributions out. They're going to die at 90. They're going to turn this money over to the kids. The kids are going to do decedent IRAs. They're going to carry on with their IRAs. They got to take a little required minimum distributions out. Very, very mundane scenario. So let's talk about case one and case two. Case one is they do exactly what I said. Total taxes paid on required minimum distribution withdrawals is $226,000 over their life. Taxes paid on the growth of the money they pulled required minimum distributions out, put them in you pay tax on the growth of the accounts, the non-qualified accounts we call them, $71,997 in taxes. They died, turned the money over to the kids. The kids had to pay required minimum distributions and take those out, $195,000 taxes there. That is $493,000 in taxes off of a $500,000 investment. Now, if they took $100,000 a year for 5 years and did a tax-free conversion, you know what would happen? It would lower that tax burden down to $185,000. That is over $300,000 in tax savings right there. Is it worth it to do a tax-free conversion? I think so. Now, how much is it worth it to you? That's why I put the button on our website titled Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. Go to IncomeHour.com, go down to Retirement Tax Bill Calculator. You can play with it. And if you want to know more tax savings tips, I would invite you to call us and ask for tax strategies for retirement, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Is saving money on taxes in retirement a concern of yours? Are you concerned that taxes are almost certainly going to go up? Well, I'm going to talk to you about ways to avoid that problem right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour's mission is to provide you with information to help you make proper decisions so you have the income you need for a stress-free retirement. As you are near or in retirement, your investment strategies should shift from growth to income. In retirement, it's all about income. That's what the Retirement Income Hour is all about. Thanks for listening to Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Hour.
You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind. Again, here's Mark.
We're going to talk about some information that I'm sure you have an interest in because it's one of the hottest topics in the financial services industry today, and that is taxes, how to save taxes in retirement. And that is, in fact, the name of today's show, Tax Strategies in Retirement. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you think that your taxes will be lower in the future? In other words, when you retire, are you of the opinion that taxes will be reduced? Well, that may not be the case. As you may or may not know, the Tax Reform Act of 2017 is going to sunset in 2026. Now, what that means, bottom line, and putting it in very simple terms, is you could. Now, if I would have started that question with saying, will you have less money, income, in retirement than you have today if you're not retired, then the answer to that is a resounding yes in most people. So you just assume that by having less income, you're going to have less taxes. If you take $100,000 and you have a 10% tax on it, that would be $10,000. But if the money reduces down to $50,000, but you have a 30% tax on it, that is now $15,000, $5,000 more than the first example. See what I just did? I reduced your amount of money in half, but tripled the tax on it. And you say, well, is that possible? Well, I was on a radio show here Friday, and I said it's very strongly possible that we could have the current administration get reelected in 2024, and it's almost certain that taxes will increase. Now, even putting aside that happening, just with the sunset of the 2017 tax tables, we're looking at an increase. And what I'm talking about here, and I'm going to talk to you obviously about some tax savings tips, but I want to talk to you why I'm talking about tax savings tips, because everybody thinks, well, it's because taxes are going to increase. I agree. However, let me talk to you about the mathematics behind that. You understand that you get a standard deduction now that is so high that only 6% of the people itemize. I mean, it was as high as 50% before that standard deduction came into play. That's going away. The tax tables, what do I mean by a tax table? There are seven different tax tables. The seven different tax tables are as follows. Now, of course, it depends on whether you're married and so forth. I'm just going to go married filing jointly. Married individuals filing joint returns. We got a 10, well, this is true for everybody. 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, and 37. 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, and 37. You go from one bracket into another, the higher your income goes, and then that amount of money in that bracket gets taxed at that percentage. Well, the brackets themselves are set to increase, and the amount that it takes to get to the next bracket is going to decrease, and the standard deduction is going to go away. So back to that example, $100,000 with a 10% tax equals $10,000. $50,000 at a 30% tax equals $15,000. My point in bringing that up is everybody, not everybody, but most people, think my income is going to go down in retirement, so obviously my taxes will follow it. Not if you do it with the math that I just told you with the difference between the 10 and the 30%. And that's what we're looking at happening. And that's why, you know, we want to look at all the different tax savings tips there are available. Now, this is a show built with your financial future in mind. And because of that, I have information that I am certain you're going to want to get hold of. And that is a booklet titled Tax Strategies for Retirement. Tax Strategies for Retirement, and you can have one free. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Ask for by name, Tax Strategies for Retirement. This is the Retirement Income Hour. I am Mark Falter. Today we're talking about tax strategies in retirement. We talked to you here just for this last several minutes about how taxes are 100% going to increase. Just the 2017 tax table sunsetting is going to cause that. Now, let's talk about that further yet still. Did you know that federal taxes in 1913, there was, we're going to talk about the highest tax bracket. There's several. We just talked about the seven different tax brackets. The highest one was what? 37. Well, that highest bracket back in 1913 was, ready for it, 7%. By 19, I'm looking at a little chart here, 1920, it had gone from 7% to 73%. It came back down, and by 1927, it was 25%. Then by 1945, it was 94%. 94. Can you believe that? Then it went back down again, and it got down to 50%. Talking about top tax bracket now. In 1982, And then, of course, now it is 37%. We've actually got some of the lowest tax brackets we've had in history. Not the lowest, but some of the lowest. Now, let's go back. And when did I say that bracket went sky high? Let me look at my chart again here. 1921, 1945. 1921, 1945. What was the common denominator between those two time frames? World War. World War was a lot of breaking and blowing up stuff, and we needed to make new, a lot of need for money, raising of taxes. Matter of fact, back then, they could raise taxes, and everybody was behind it, because we needed to fund a world war. Well, gosh forbid, we have another world war. By the way, would be a very good idea that we didn't have a world war, but we have sort of kind of simulated it. A lot of debt. So let's talk about that for a minute. Now I'm looking at a graph here that is the national debt held by the public. In other words, each person, the percentage of the GDP, and percentage of GDP, but the amount of national debt per person. If you go back to the 1940s, it was sky high. Then it actually dipped by the 1980, and then that is right back to where it was in 1945 back then. And then what did we do? We ended up printing a ton of money. This is actually sort of kind of what caused all the current inflation with the COVID-19 survival package. $1.94 trillion. National deficit. Go to nationaldebtclock.org if you get a chance, and you'll see that national deficit is as high as it's ever been and climbing rapidly. So we're basically back to where we were back in the 1920s and the 1940s. We need money. Now couple that with the fact that we've got some of the lowest tax brackets in history, and you see why I'm very concerned about taxes increasing. So I've pretty much convinced you, and I didn't know, don't know that you really needed a lot of convincing, of the fact that taxes are going to go up. And I've got a booklet. That I'm certain you're going to want to get your hands on if you want to save money on taxes, you will. And that is Tax Strategies for Retirement. Tax Strategies for Retirement, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. You want to know some ways you can save on taxes in retirement? We're talking about it right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
A definition of virtual. Not physically existing as such, but made by software to appear to do so. Wow. Things have certainly changed. Our communities have changed. The economy has changed. Our lives have changed. It seems no matter where you turn, virtual seems the way to go, from business to pleasure. However, when it comes to your retirement is not virtual at all. It's absolutely real, with real necessities like food costs, health care, car payments, and other expenses that unfortunately don't accept virtual money. To keep you in the know, Mark Falter has put together a series of webinar events because your need for income in retirement will never be virtual. It will always be real. For more information on the dates and times of Mark's webinar events, call Mark Falter at 844-777-MARK. That's 844-777-6275.
How would you like to listen to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter at a time when it's convenient for you? The Retirement Income Hour is now available on a podcast. This way you can listen at any time and in any place. Simply go to your favorite podcast app and type in Mark Falter and you'll find the show. And be sure to subscribe and you will get the updates of new shows. The Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, now available on a podcast. The Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group was built with your financial future in mind. For over 25 years, they've been helping those preparing for or who are in retirement effectively protect and grow their portfolios. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group works hard in taking the proper steps to ensure your financial future. That means working to provide you with the peace of mind to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of planning and saving for retirement. It's MidAmerican Wealth Advisory's goal to meet your goals in retirement and for you to enjoy those years you've worked so hard for. They do this by taking a one-on-one approach and will drill down to ascertain your specific needs. Once those needs and wants are understood, the team at MidAmerican Wealth Advisory will construct the best possible plan to help you meet those needs and dreams by working to protect and grow your need for income in retirement. To find out more how MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group can help you, call 816-640-5888. That's 816-640-5888.
The Retirement Income Hour.
To get this week's free information, text the word booklet to 816-640-8218. Once again, here's Mark.
Tax Strategies in Retirement is the title of today's show, and that's what we're talking about here on the Retirement Income Hour. You know, when we talked about how taxes are certainly going to increase and how the tax tables have been lower in the past and are some of the lowest right now, and I talked to you how the brackets are going to change just with the sunsetting of the current tax rules. But what did I promise you? I promised you I would talk about some tax savings ideas. Well, here's the situation with most retirees. Most retirees have everything paid off. Most retirees don't own a business. Matter of fact, they're in the process of winding down that situation, either getting out of a job, getting out of a business, something of that nature. I know in my current situation, we've got a business, we've got a lot of business bills that are deductible. We got a lot of people that we pay. We got about 18 staff members, and we pay a lot of people. So that's all deductions. This is things that retired people don't have. What are you going to do to save taxes? Well, here's what you've got to do. You've got to spend a little bit in order to save a little bit. Spend a little bit in order to save a little bit. What I mean by that, and I'm going to talk to you about tax-free conversion of your retirement assets. Tax-free conversion of your retirement assets. Now, you notice I said tax-free conversion of your retirement assets. What did I not say? I did not say Roth conversions. See, this is something that we've all been convinced, coerced, duped into thinking that Roth conversions is the only way that you can convert money. Well, let me give you a for instance. Let's say that you've got a $1 million account. Let's say that your required minimum distribution, the amount of money you got to take out at age 73, is $40,000. Can you take that money and put it into a Roth, because you're going to have to take it out, you're going to have to pay taxes on it. Can you take that money and put it into a Roth IRA? Nope, you can't. It's against the law. You cannot put it into a Roth IRA. What you can do, though, is still save it in a tax-free manner. Roth IRAs are just one way of doing it. What is the other way of doing it? Indexed universal life. Indexed universal life, if gotten and properly used, is a plan that will let you, number one, grow the money with no downside risk of the market. Number two, grow money tax-free. Number three, develop a death benefit that upon your death will give the beneficiaries tax-free dollars to pay the taxes on the amount of taxable income that you've got, which, by the way, is the same basic effect you do by Roth converting. It's literally like being able to take all of your money and Roth convert it all at once. And without paying the taxes, by the way, it also gives you the benefit of long-term care. Now, I could build an entire show just around the long-term care side of things. You've heard me talk about, appreciate all the loyal listeners. If you've heard me talk long at all, you've heard me talk about long-term care. There are two ways to get a long-term care policy. Health insurance way and life insurance way. If you want your premium to go up every year, if you want it to get so high you probably won't keep it in your 80s, if you want a policy that if you don't go into a nursing home, you'll never get any benefit out of it, go the health insurance way. If you want something that will fix all of those issues, go the life insurance way. That's the way everybody is going. And that comes basically free with the process of the conversion of money tax-free through an indexed UL if used properly. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh my gosh, here he is trying to sell me a life insurance policy. Hey, I'm buy term and invest the difference. I don't believe in that stuff. Let me tell you something. I came into this industry through buy term and invest the difference. In other words, I thought there was two kinds of life insurance out there. Term life insurance and then the wrong type. That literally is how I thought until actually relatively recently, and I really delved into finding more information about IndexUL. And I will tell you this, the way that IndexUL has gone is very much like the way that iPhones have gone. Remember, how many of you remember the very first iPhone compared to the iPhone? I think it's the 15 that's out now. I just got it. I mean, you look at the difference in these things, it's incredible. The industry has realized they've had to get more competitive, and my good golly, I mean, you're talking in the average returns on these products is 6.2% for the last, I think, 20 years. The S&P 500 has only done 6.6, and it's got downside risk. The IUL doesn't. I mean, it's just like, wow, it checks all the boxes. I got to be honest with you, and most people that come in now that want to talk about tax-free conversion, Roth is the old way of doing it. I utilize this in almost every case that I can. You want to get more information about this and several other tax savings tips? Well, I got something for you that I knew you would want because I knew you'd be wanting to know. So I put together a booklet titled Tax Strategies for Retirement. Tax Strategies for Retirement, can you be yours? No cost, no obligation, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. This is a show built with your financial future in mind. You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour, and I'm Mark Falter. We're talking about saving taxes in retirement today. Matter of fact, that is the title of today's show, Tax Strategies in Retirement. So I talked to you about indexed UL. Why, first of all, let's talk about why it's important to convert that money. I'm gonna hit you up with some numbers here. You ready? Let's say that you're a farmer, and you've got a choice. Paying tax on the seed that goes in the ground or the harvest once it comes out. Two choices. Tax on seed, tax on harvest. Which one would you pick? Obviously, the tax on the seed. Hence, the tax-free conversion. And then the money grows tax-free. I'm going to hit you up with some numbers here on a 65-year-old couple. IRA is worth $500,000, 31.3 tax liability, state and federal added together. And we're going to make some assumptions. And that is the IRA grows at about 5%. Once it's converted to tax-free, it doesn't grow at that 6.2. It grows at only 5. And, of course, people start taking required minimum distributions at age 73. And then once the money is over there, the retiree starts taking money out at 5% a year, and then the retiree dies at 90. All right, old way of doing it. And that is, if you were to take required minimum distributions out, not tax-free convert this money, the total taxes out of $500,000 that you're going to pay on the RMDs at withdrawal are $226,000. This is over the life of the money. $226,395. Taxes paid on the growth once reallocated, $71,997. Taxes paid by heirs on the remaining IRA money upon your death, $195,079. Ready? Total taxes on $500,000, $493,471, and the government thanks you very much. Now, if you take that same $500,000 and convert it in a tax-free manner, you will pay $185,797 on the tax-free conversion, taxes paid on the growth of the money, zero. Taxes paid by the remaining money in the IRA, zero. Total, $185,000. You just took that tax bill from $493,000 down to $185,000. That saved you, what was that, $300,000 in taxes? That is how you save money in taxes in retirement. Oh, and you know what else you get with that? A long-term care benefit and the ability to have tax-free money go to your children upon your death to pay the taxes on the remaining money. I don't know if I've ever told all of my listeners, but how I got into this industry was through the life insurance area. And again, I said it earlier in the show, I thought there were two types of life insurance out there. And I'm not belittling term. So hear me clear. I own a tremendous amount of term on me. I was taught what was called the theory of decreasing responsibility, keeping in mind that is a theory. And that is, you have a large amount of need when you're young. The need goes down as you get older. As you go into retirement, you accumulate more money, so you have less need for life insurance. And it's called the theory of decreasing responsibility. And let me tell you this. I am 58. I need more life insurance now than I did when I was 24. So that theory has been debunked. It is hogwash. Matter of fact, here's my theory. If you want to know how I think a person should, if you're 25, 30 years old and you're listening to this show and somebody's telling you, hey, buy a term and invest the difference, I'm not saying they're wrong, but that is old school thinking. Let me back up. It depends. There's two schools. There's super old school and then there's old school. Super old school, back in those days, this is when my father sold life insurance and before I ever even got into the industry, the cash value of life insurance was pretty bad back then. But then the buy term and invest the difference guys came along, and that is old school thinking. There is new products out there. And really, the way I think a person should strategize is have 80% of the coverage they need with term. Absolutely term. 10, 20-year term. No doubt about it. American General, Banner Life, these are competitive priced companies. 100% you should buy term. You don't need theoretically need as much money for the average Joe that doesn't own a business as you get older. But you still need some permanent coverage, man. I'm telling you. What do you do when that 20-year term runs out? But the point is, it's very much like that iPhone example. iPhone 1 compared to iPhone 15 is a big difference. But if you want to know how you can save money on taxes in retirement, which is the title of today's show, Tax Strategies in Retirement, I'd love to get you a booklet titled Tax Strategies for Retirement. Love to get it to you, but I can't unless you call 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Well, that's going to do it for another edition of the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and I want to thank you for joining me this weekend, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Mark Falter is a registered investment advisor representative with MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Insurance products are sold through Allianz, American Equity, Athene, Brighthouse, F&G, Gillico, Global Atlantic, Great American, Midland National, North American, and Protective. The opinions spoken are only opinions and not statements of material fact. The opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all the supporting facts to verify these opinions.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Registration as an investment advisor does not apply a certain level of skill or training.